Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Tom O'Neill. Welcome to Tom on the Radio. I would like to dedicate this show to an old friend of mine, John Organ, who passed away from cancer Saturday. John Organ, I knew him 36 years ago when he and another fella named Charlie Mickens, as well as myself, were all three of us were interns at WABY-TV under sports director Bruce Rader. We all got our starts at the same time. All three of us have been successful. And John Organ spent almost a quarter of a century being the sports anchor director at WSET-TV in Lynchburg, Virginia. And I would like to say farewell to my friend, and I hope to get to see him in heaven someday. John Organ was 53 years old. Finale. Steve Baxley joins me now, and I tell you, they're gonna. Did I wake you up?
Oh, sorry. I was just reviewing the Go Home episode of Raw, and.
What's not going to go on at Raw this coming Sunday a little bit later. But two interesting things, well, there are more interesting things happening in your neck of the woods. Believe it or not, the two pro sports teams that play this time every year, they both have a chance to make the playoffs. Well, at least one of the teams have a chance to make the playoffs if the season ended today. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. Well, I mean, there is some serious lack of chemistry with the Chicago Bulls. It's hard to believe that the Chicago Bulls right now are tied with the Washington Wizards for ninth place, 2.5 games behind the Detroit Pistons for the eighth and final playoff spot.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, is Derrick Rose a cancer on the Chicago Bulls? Is it time to cut ties? Is it time to rebuild this team? Because that team should be more in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Than they are right now.
Well, let me ask this question of the Chicago Bull fans out there who may be listening live.
All
or on
two
our...
of them?
Since the Bulls got Derrick Rose, how good has he been for the Bulls? I mean,
He's been very injured.
He's had three season-ending injuries. And when he's now healthy, he still stinks.
You can't say it any more blunter than that.
After last year, when he was out for the season again with another injury,
mm-hmm.
didn't that register with the hierarchy of the Bulls organization? I mean,
no, they wanted to get rid of their defensively specialized head coach who took them to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, somewhere in the head man of the Bulls' head, something has had to just, you know, light up saying Derrick Rose equals loser. Dump him.
Are you talking about Jerry Reinsdorf?
Yes. I mean, come on. Injury, season ending, gone. Another injury, season ending, gone. Another injury, season ending, gone. Three times.
You're not even talking about chemistry related problems on that thing. This weekend, they had a coaches and players only meeting. Like, that's going to do some good.
I mean, you talk about dissension. Oh, boy. The Bulls right now, if...
are full of bull.
Yeah. And I'll say this. If the commissioner of the NBA ever changed the rules and, well, let's just say they played under the rules of the Barclays Premier League, the Washington Wizards and the Chicago Bulls would be two of about four teams regulated to the day.
And I'm going to tell you this, Steve. If Stan Van Gundy gets the Pistons in the playoffs, he should get Coach of the Year.
If Stan Van Gundy gets those Pistons in the playoffs, don't say Coach of the Year. Call him the Pope. He would have performed one hell of a freaking miracle.
Mm-hmm. And consider what Tom Gores did out of his own pocket to try to help his hometown of Flint, Michigan, with their water problem. This could not happen to a better team and a nicer guy.
I mean, I will tell you this. Tom Gores, we all know about 2 years ago, Tom Gores was about ready to dump the team, my opinion. Since they hired Stan Van Gundy to not only be its coach, but also the head man in charge, damned if those, if the Pistons have been resurrected.
In a season.
Yes. And I guarantee you, they make the playoffs. I'm not going to say if, when they make the playoffs. You bet your $5.
Say it.
When they make the playoffs, Tom Gores is going to be doing some boogieing on that court big time.
No, that's not what I wanted you to say. Who do they play in the first round of the playoffs as it stands right now?
As it stands right now,
Cleveland LeBron.
Oh, the King James and his Cavalier court.
And his dysfunctional court.
Oh.
They're all worried about beating Golden State or San Antonio. They better not overlook the Pistons. And can you imagine the sports landscape if the unthinkable happens?
I will say this. The Pistons beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, boy.
Nuggets.
Ooh.
Well,
they're going to be some major league finger pointing.
Oh, and they're going to be some major league exiting, starting with LeBron.
Yeah, I think maybe LeBron is sort of, in his mind, he was thinking he was going to help the Cleveland Cavaliers instead.
Yeah, but he's starting to become that brat again.
Mm-hmm. He's probably thinking, maybe I should have taken that Miami Heat deal upon further review.
Mm-hmm. But if you are a person of that a team looks to, the last thing you should do is to say, my dream team that I want to play with is Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Carmelo Anthony, among others. And I just think that the way this team is constructed right now for the Cavaliers, I don't think they're going to make it to the NBA Finals.
It would take a miracle from more than the Pope to help the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Because the team, as I look at it right now, is like the old Bulls before Scottie Pippen came in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got LeBron James and four other guys standing around to see what he's going to do.
Indeed. Indeed, and I will tell you this. I mean, you want to talk about dysfunction? They're so dysfunctional, they make the Chicago Bulls look like, well, the L.A. Lakers.
I can't remember the last time you and I talked about the Pistons and now we're going to hit the Red Wings in a show. The Red Wings obviously... they make the playoffs every year. But as we talk right now, Steve, the winged wheel is out of the playoffs.
Yes, but the way they're playing right now, and frankly, that scares me a bit. I mean, tonight they just barely came out of it with a victory over the Buffalo Sabres. And with, again, Philadelphia game in hand. Oh, don't you?
Yes, just remember that. And they have the tiebreaker if the season happens to end with the same amount of points.
Oh, this is true. This is true, my friend. This is true. But, I mean, I got to tell you, 3-2 Wings win in Buffalo. 3-2
win. Wait a minute. Hold on. You said... The last score I saw was 3-0. You mean they let Buffalo back in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And get this. Philadelphia won in overtime.
Yes.
So right now, while technically they are still tied for that last spot, I just got this feeling deep in my gut.
I got a feeling
that April 6th is going to be that moment in the sun that will tell the tale.
Oh, I got one for you that's better. How about a day from now, this coming Wednesday,
ooh-hoo.
Capitals Flyers.
Oh.
I kind of think that's going to be the game in hand. Guess where I will be Wednesday night? I'll be in front of the TV. These teams don't like each other. And now that the Flyers are technically in the eighth spot, the best way they can hold on to that eighth spot is to keep winning.
That is true. And I will bet the bottom dollar they're going to bring – the Flyers will literally bring their A game, but I think Capitals are going to try their best to help the Red Wings.
I think the Flyers are more desperate than the Capitals. Capitals got the best record clinched up. They're not as desperate as the Flyers in terms of making the playoffs.
Oh, man. And, of course, tomorrow night on the other side, the Red Wings rematch at Montreal.
They cannot afford to lose that game.
That game is going to be crucial.
They cannot afford to lose that game. Montreal is having a bad season this year.
If Montreal beats them, then we can say, that's it.
Panic in Hockey Town! Panic in Hockey Town!
That's right. There's going to be a big panic in Hockey Town. Let's Wings on Tuesday. They go at Le Canadiens in a rematch.
Dumontrio.
It is correct. Friday, home against the Wild. Saturday, they're at the Maple Leafs. Wednesday, April 6th, the game that's only going to air on NBCSN. Wings, Flyers. Then you got April 7th at the Bruins and April 9th at the Rangers. Let's see.
That Flyers game is a four-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Canadians, I'm going to say it, they're going to be a tight game. I think the Wings can win it by about maybe two. The Wild, that one is sort of unpredictable, as is the Maple Leafs. Bruins and Rangers, safe bet that maybe they win it in both games, skin of their teeth. But that Flyers game, that's going to worry me if the Flyers win two more games. Then I will get worried.
I would worry Friday if I were Red Wings, because the Wild has won five straight.
Mm-hmm.
From sinking in the ocean to possibly making a playoff. Before we leave the Red Wing talk, I'm sure you will join me in wishing the greatest Red Wing of all and one of the greatest hockey players to ever lace up skate, happy 88th birthday to Gordie Howe, better known as Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be a nice birthday present, belated though it would be, if the Illiges would sort of call their new arena, or at least the ice, the Howe.
I think that would be interesting what they're going to do to honor Mr. Hockey. I'm sure they'll export the statue that's in the Joe Louis Arena over to the new arena.
I don't know if that's enough.
Gordie Howe Way, that's another thing they can do. Because you know they're going to sell the naming rights of that new arena to somebody.
That's right.
Not unless Mike Ilitch ponies up on his own arena and they call it the Little Caesars Arena.
I'm thinking more Gordie Howe Olympia Stadium. Or Olympia Stadium on Gordie Howe Way.
I think that would be a great idea to merge the past with the present and the future to somehow incorporate the name Olympia.
Indeed.
I think that would draw generations of Red Wing fans together.
Mhm. You got that right.
Yeah. Well, we keep on the Detroit theme. I don't have a script. I don't have an outline. I'm just thinking of things as we go. It is now 10:11:19. On this next topic, before we hit the snooze bar in terms of what may or may not happen Sunday, it came out today first on FTV Live, and then the Business Journal had a story on it. Apparently, WJBK Fox 2, or shall we say more specifically, Fox Television Incorporated, is in a cost-slashing mode.
Yep.
And for the first time, you're hearing that staff at Fox 2 Detroit may be getting chopped. And one of the names that came up in this proposed chopping is Fox 2 business editor / anchor Murray Feldman.
Big mistake.
Huge mistake. Is it because Murray Feldman is 64 years old? Is it because he's been at that station for four decades? Is it because technically only anchors one show, but when it comes to business, there's nobody better than Murray Feldman.
That's Ricky. Yes, I gotta say, Murray Feldman, one of the best. I mean, there's still a YouTube video of him doing a news break. He is Channel 2 in Detroit. He is WJBK. And to lose him,
I agree,
because of either age or the contract. And by the way, I do not believe for 1 minute, not even 1 millisecond, that it's because his deal will not be renewed. I think that is strictly BS. And Fox television stations and corporate should be ashamed of themselves for kicking one of the most talented people to the curb. But let's just put it this way. I think he'll still be working for WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, no, he'll still have his business reports and, you know, when there's a car, something that's needed, has some analysis, Murray will still be there. It's just I don't like the way this is done. This reeks. If he really wanted to press it, this reeks of age discrimination.
In fact, reading the missive from Scott Jones, who, by the way, nails things right on spot. There's two other honorary staffers have been told that they are done when their deals come up. How much you want to bet the two staffers are going to be Dina Santafani? And this goes on record. The two on-air staffers, I have a feeling, are going to be Dina Santafante and Sherry Margolis.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of the salaries, bring in younger, cheaper talent.
Mm-hmm. And a couple behind-the-scenes people. How much you want to bet?
Yes.
The favorite stagehand of the viewers of Fox 2 Morning. And the 9 will also be given the Ziggy by the boys and girls at Fox television stations.
We're talking corporate here. We're not talking local. This just reeks of corporate wanting to get younger, wanting to get cheaper. They're slashing all over on the Fox landscape. We know about the cuts that they've done at Fox Sports 1, now you're hearing cuts at Fox Sports. I mean, it's like they're hemorrhaging people down at their Fox 0-0 in Houston, mainly because I think they're gonna sell it.
Maybe that's a good possibility. They got rid of their news director there and a couple of other folks.
Plus,
let's not forget one little itty bitty thing. The head of Fox television stations is still searching for the mole that has been giving stories to Scott Jones at FTV Live.
Sounds like he wants to slice them in half when he gets it.
I'll tell you this. Good luck trying to find him or her, because I don't think he will. But I look for some more cutbacks at, say, owned and operated stations in Chicago.
The one in Chicago. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. They're slicing people right and left there.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest, and this is going to hurt, their legacy station in Los Angeles, KTTV. I looked for.
And you know who's going to get it first out of that station.
I'm predicting.
They tried, but they can't do it. But they're going to keep trying to give her to Steve Edwards.
That's the one. I think this time they're going to succeed.
Yes.
I think they're going to do it. I think Steve Edwards is history. If. My gut tells
me. But they got to do it right. They got to do this right because he could sue for age discrimination also.
That's right. And already I think there's a couple of folks in the Fox own and operate stations line that have already contacted lawyers.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, getting back to Murray right quick, he is supposedly leaving in May, which coincides with the May book. Whether he does or not, that's another thing. Because maybe some lawyer is going to get to Fox and say, why are you doing this?
But I bet you 5-1 odds, bet you he won't be on the beach for long. I just have a feeling he may go down the road.
I think so, too, or up the street.
That's true. I mean,
It depends on what kind of no compete he has.
This is true, and if he doesn't have a no compete, well, you know, they do call the broadcast house Seventh Heaven.
It seems like that's the only place in Detroit that's picking up folks. Well, they're dumping folks too, but at least, you know, it's been done before, and I think they would love to have someone like Murray Feldman to anchor a newscast.
Not only anchor, but with his gravitas as a business reporter, wow. That would be
So, see, this is what I'm wondering, is Fox thinking these scenarios before they pull the trigger? Because he's not leaving until he leaves. Because we've seen before TV stations getting rid of somebody, but through some kind of divine intervention, the person stays.
That's right. That's known as ratings. And let's not forget, before they became Fox-owned and operated, WJBK was known as the home shopping network of news.
I was there between 1985 and 1988, and I got to work with Murray. I got to know Murray. Great guy. One of the best professionals I ever worked with. Matter of fact, he has had a direct influence on my life, and I think that I'm telling something that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Murray Feldman directly helped me get my job at WKBD Channel 50.
Uh-huh.
Somebody at the station called him and asked him for a reference on me, and he gave me a glowing reference.
Well, like you said, Murray Feldman is a flat act.
So I'm just thankful to have known Murray. I'm thankful he helped me out when I needed it. I will always think of him as a cheese-stomping nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens TV-wise, because you will always have radio. Whatever happens TV-wise, I hope it's nothing but the best.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And Murray, if you're listening, here's hoping, here's to the best, and here's hoping you do resurface again. Channel 7.
Simply the best, Murray Feldman. So we got about 10, 15 minutes left. Let's dedicate that to the debacle, allegedly, that will be happening Sunday afternoon in a little plot of land in North Texas called Jerry's World. I was greatly unimpressed by the lead-up show, the Raw show tonight to WrestleMania. I mean, most things are just rehashes. Not really any breaking news except that the coach is going to represent ESPN at WrestleMania and broadcast all day. And Eva Marie is going to be the tag team partners for Alicia Fox's tag team. Other than that, everything was a rehash. And I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, you use your last Raw before WrestleMania to pump up existing storylines, not rehash. Now, don't get me wrong. The first spot was good with Shane and The Undertaker. But I was greatly disappointed at the execution. And you know wrestling better than I do. And the table shot that Shane McMahon allegedly did on The Undertaker. You don't have to know wrestling to see that may have been greatly rehearsed, but was kind of poorly executed.
That was pathetic.
I mean, if that's going to be what Hell in the Cell is going to be like, number one, it might be in line for Shane McMahon to win. But I now more than ever think there's going to be some outside interference from Vince.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to predict that. I think you're going to see Vince interfere to the point where The Undertaker does Vince in.
Yeah. Before I forget for you, Snoop Dogg got inducted, quote unquote, into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame tonight. Now you may proceed. I just wanted to say that before I forgot. Rendy, you speak this, doesn't it?
We go from Jacqueline being inaugurated into the Hall of Fame to Snoop Dogg. I wonder who's next. Wiz Khalifa?
Oh, by the way, I did mention in my promo to this show that there was a incident this past weekend that involved T.I., the rapper. He was doing a show in Las Vegas and got the word that his wife was Tiny was getting ready to give birth. So while he was doing the show, he left the show in Vegas, got on a private plane, and got to Atlanta, their hometown, just in time for T.I. to give birth to their newborn, and he actually saw it. So I'm just saying, you know, us men don't have excuses when it comes to affairs of the family. So I applaud T.I. for doing what he did. But you know, there are a lot of men, both celebrated and non-celebrated, that tend to think, I can't go with me be with my girl, giving birth to my child. Oh, by the way, I don't know if it's my child or not. So, you know. Don't get me wrong. I will watch WrestleMania. I mean, this week alone is worth the $9.99. What is it? $9.95 on the WWE Network.
I'll take a peek at WrestleMania, and all I'm going to say is, in the words to paraphrase Simon Cowell, Vince, you better impress me good.
Yeah, and I think that's the general. I mean, did you know that the USA Network is going to do a pre show on from 6 to 7 from WrestleMania? That must be their pony up effort to get interest.
Oh, yes, because
okay.
It's just, I mean, the card just screams, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, where's the other shoe?
I mean, come on.
You want to think that somebody at the WWE is knowing what they're doing, but I wonder. And I'm sure Jerry Jones is, like, wondering, too. It's like, I paid for all this for this? Jeez.
Let's just put this way.
I could have used that money to get another facelift.
I just have a feeling there's going to be more action at Jerry's party bus than there is at ADF.
I agree. NXT is going to have a card Friday night, and I'm sure that's going to be a little bit more exciting than what's going to happen 2 days afterwards. Even Ring of Honor is having a card in the Dallas area. And then you drive 4 hours south of Dallas, and you go to Houston, and then there are guys in shorts playing, bouncing the ball on the hardwood. Boy, Texas is going to be swinging this week. I was going to say weekend, but...
Yeah. For a wrestling fan, this weekend's going to be like Christmas. The final WrestleMania 32 match card, Triple H, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker versus Shane McMahon, Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose, Charlotte versus Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens versus Ziggler, Zion, Stardust, Sin Cara, Ryder, The Miz, Kalisto versus Ryback, and the League of Nations versus New Day. And, of course, the pre-show is pretty much the Dudley Boys versus the Usos and the Andre the Giant Battle Royal Tilt. And Natalya, Paige, Brie, Alicia, and Eva versus Lana, Naomi, Tamina, Scobert, Hava.
I wonder when will The Rock appear. That's all I care about. But I thank you for giving me the card. Giving me a card that should be more like a refund check.
Oh, man. I thought Irwin Allen did better disaster movies than Vince McMahon. Oh, man.
There is another match in this car, somewhere in this car, that will main event this thing, that will save this car.
Let's put it this way. I have a feeling the audio guys are going to get combat pay to sweeten up the cheers of the crowd that are going to be snoozing big time.
So you won't be hearing too many "This is awesome" chants.
Well, I'll be hearing something with those two letters. It ain't going to be awesome. It's going to be "This is awful." This is awful.
Supposedly, the new era of the WWE is supposed to start that next night at American Airlines Center in downtown Dallas. It's just a matter of if it's going to be Vince that's going to front it, or is it going to be Shane that's going to front it?
Oh, boy.
Breaking kayfabe here, Steve. I bet you Vince loves him some Shane.
I'm going to say Shane's got a good shot.
Now I'm talking about in real life. They got to put on the act, but I'm sure away from everybody, they love each other.
I'm sure that's
a real tight family.
Yeah.
They just got to, what's the saying? They got to do what's best for business.
That's right. And unfortunately, that card That card ain't best for business.
No. No. Well, the one good thing about if Shane wins this, that means Triple H will be a full-time wrestler again.
Yep, and...
And he's going to be badder than Stone Cold Steve Austin if he has to be a full-time wrestler.
That is going to be wicked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Steve Austin's supposed to make an appearance at the WrestleMania. Oh, that's good. I'm sure he'll come up with a soul-stirring promo.
Got to come up with something. I do agree with you. I think Stone Cold could make an appearance. Maybe The Rock, Mick Foley.
Well, Rock, but, definitely. And I know, tell me a WrestleMania that Foley doesn't like.
Let's see, who else could show up? A priest and a rabbi to do last rites?
I was going to say Ronda Rousey, but I haven't heard any buzz about her.
No.
But I think there's going to be a surprise or two at this WrestleMania that nobody knows about.
It's going to be fun to see.
I'm sure it will be, and I'll be looking at it since I'm paying for it. I'm just not that enthused about it. I mean, maybe the timing of, WrestleMania. Well, there's only one other thing that's going to rival WrestleMania this coming Sunday, and that's the start of the baseball season.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
going to be interesting.
It's going to be Big Poppy's world tour, because we know Big Poppy is leaving after this season. I'm sure he'll get the Kobe Bryant treatment from all the other teams that he'll be stopping by. Because today, at the Red Sox final home exhibition game, they spray-painted his number on the field. They gave him gifts. I'm sure he got a couple of standing ovations. And I'm sure, he'll get used to it because, everywhere he goes, even in New York at the end of the season, they'll give him something. Hopefully it doesn't explode, but, hey. Well, Steve, we come to the end of my show, but it's just the beginning of your week. You got an extravaganza Friday, and we know what Friday is.
That's right.
It's the day that I stay indoors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't answer the phone. I don't do anything because you don't know that whether that day you don't know if something is real or it's April Fool's. But you got a show that night on the Last Call Cafe with Lugnut 6 that will take the fun and frivolity with a dose of April Fool's and turn into something that you don't even know what's going to happen.
That's right.
So I'll just take my chance. I'll be there. Thanks for... once again, being the yin to my yang. And I'll be on the Last Call Cafe with Steve Baxley Friday night at 11:30 on Blog Talk Radio. That's Eastern time, by the way. And we will try this again as a sports commentator in the afternoon on the Worldwide Leader says at the end of the show. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm John O'Neill. Take care, folks.